I have decent neighbors. Well, I don't really even know my neighbors.
Because you're not friendly or because they're too far away or both?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, and when they're outside, I'll do the head nod to them or wave, but I don't go talk to them. I mean, the guy to my left is a huge Trumper.
Oh, okay.
So he's actually from the upstate of New York. He just moved down here. He's a Trumper. The guy on my right, I have no idea if there's one person that lives in that house or 17. I don't know.
Okay.
I just don't pay attention.
All right.
But if I had a horrible neighbor, that's my biggest nightmare.
Yeah.
Because you can't leave if you own the house.
Or even if you're renting, I got to tell you, if you find like a good rental situation and you can afford it and it's the perfect location, and then the person, if you're in an apartment building, the person above you is like blasting music or something. Yeah, it's a horrible situation.
It's horrible, but you can get out of it because you can leave when the lease is up. But if you own that house, it's a little bit more of a pain in the ass. Somebody's going to have to move.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, that's true.
So this neighbor got a note stuck on their door. Uh-oh. And it said, "Dear neighbor, just wanted to drop a line and ask you to do something with your house. We recently moved in. We're on the corner from you. And yes, the front yards are very small. The landscaping, very minimal. It's easy to clean, paint, fix up gardens in these homes, especially the front. Our family has constantly nominated your home as the worst on the block. We tell our kids that's where the lazies live. A coat of paint and a gardener is much needed at your residence. Or maybe you're just too lazy and in the system. Please turn off your TV, get the place painted, mowed, cleaned, show some initiative. We just been wondering if you have absolutely no pride or you must be renting that dumpster. We don't care if there's a dead animal in your backyard, but do something with the front of that shithole. Regards, wow. Your neighbors."
Here's what I would do. Dear neighbor, I'm sorry to hear that you have children, and I'm sorry to hear that you teach them what it is to judge neighbors and judge other people's lives. You should probably also Google the word depression, and maybe you can learn about what life as a depressive person looks like, especially during a pandemic. So thanks so much for shaming my mental illness. Thank you so much for judging me. I hope you go to a church or a temple, and while you're there, you should probably ask the priest what love your neighbor means.
I did have a neighbor like that who complained when I put up a fence that it was over 6 feet tall, and it really wasn't. It was exactly 6 feet, but they were out measuring to make sure it wasn't over 6 feet, because that was what was in the neighborhood agreement. So I looked over the neighborhood agreement and saw that you didn't say anything about a Ferris wheel. So I'm going to put a Ferris wheel in my backyard just to piss you off. If you do anything to they got on my nerves so bad. I put my bike, my Harley, in the middle of the backyard one night and let it idle all night long.
Oh, my God. That's
just
funny.
Just because you piss me off.
Right. But that's the thing. So, first of all, you don't know if this person has some sort of physical disability and is unable to move or leave the house or do very much. You don't know if they're having some sort of mental illness or depression. Hmm. Like, just coming at somebody like that attitude, that's what you're teaching your children. Instead of like, hey, we want to be able to help, name calling, calling them lazies, like that just makes them look bad. Like, I don't know what year they think they're living in, but you don't get props for being a bully. I mean, that is some major bullying. There's a way to speak to somebody. There's a way to say, "Hey, are you okay? Hey, I noticed that your lawn compared to everybody else's.
Can one of my kids mow your lawn?"
Right. Well, I've got these kids here. They're not busy. You know, we'd love for your property to look better for you, for us, for everybody. Can we help. Mm. That's the way to go about it. But I don't think we live at a time that bullying a neighbor makes you look good. If anything, that makes now you look like the asshole. And if I was the person who received that letter, I would make copies of it and send it to everyone in the neighborhood and be like, by the way, the bullies just moved in. Mm. Mr. and Mrs. Bully live here.
Yeah, they told us exactly where they moved in and when they moved in. So now I know where you are.
Right.
I'm putting a Ferris wheel in my front yard now.
Exactly. Right. I'm putting a Ferris wheel. And you know what? I realize I'm not allowed to have a dog outside, but it says nothing about donkeys.
I'm going to buy a rooster.
There's no ordinance about roosters.
Nope. To wake you up at 4:30 every morning, a rooster.
Yep.
So you want to play this game?
On.
You want to play? Let's play.